AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. In Texas, the hope of finding survivors is increasingly bleak. Officials say 4 days have passed since anyone was found alive in the aftermath of the floods in Kerr County. Ben Baker with the Texas Game Warden says search, rescue, and recovery is a painstaking process.
These large piles can be very obstructive, and to get in deep into these piles, it's very hazardous. And those specialized teams have to go in there layer by layer because our first responders, also the safety of them is concerned. So it's extremely treacherous, time-consuming, it's dirty work, it's the water's still there. So we're having to go layer by layer, peeling these off to make those recoveries.
Baker says the focus is on bringing people home. Officials have been deflecting questions about who was responsible for monitoring the weather that killed more than 100 people and warning that flash floods were barreling toward camps and homes. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on a shooting at a Texas immigration detention center.
10 people face federal charges of attempted murder after a shooting outside a Texas immigration detention center Friday. Acting U.S. Attorney Nancy Larson says the group, dressed in black military-style clothing, staged what she calls a planned ambush. A local police official was shot in the neck and is recovering. Larson says the group used fireworks to lure ICE personnel outside the center in Alvarado, where they opened fire. Weapons, body armor, and anti-ICE materials were found at the scene. Some suspects were arrested nearby. They were armed and wearing tactical gear. I'm Julie Walker.
For the first time in almost 20 years, travelers may no longer have to take off their shoes during security screenings at certain U.S. airports. This is AP News. A Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling in a power dispute between the governor and state lawmakers.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has cleared the way for the state to ban conversion therapy. The court ruled a Republican-controlled legislative committee acted unconstitutionally when it rejected a state agency's rule that would prohibit this practice. But the ruling goes beyond the conversion therapy issue. It takes power away from the legislator to block rules and gives the governor more authority over how state laws are enacted. The legislator's attorney argued that decades of precedent, including a 1992 Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling, support the legislator's right to suspend state agency rules. Two conservative justices who oppose the ruling also say the decision shifts too much power to the executive branch. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
The IRS says pastors endorsing political candidates during services should not risk losing their tax-exempt status. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.